Merry Christmas. Please have a seat. Of all the nights, tonight is one filled with expectation and a night of great joy and of promises fulfilled. And tonight on Christmas Eve, while surrounded by family and friends and candles and wonderful music and a familiar holy story, we are filled with love. I mean, love for those around us and for those in our hearts, and especially we're all filled with God's love. For tonight, we remember the event that happened so many years ago when the world received the most amazing gift. We remember that God came to us as this vulnerable little baby to a very unlikely couple in an out-of-the-way place. And all around the world, people will honor Jesus' birth with celebrations and traditions and gifts. And Jesus is the only person I know whose birth is so wildly celebrated and whose birthday is the center of so much excitement. I mean, just ask any child. After their own birthday, tomorrow is the most important day in their lives because it's Christmas. And most of us spend a lot of time the last couple weeks thinking about what the right present will be to get our loved ones. And we make lists of those gift ideas, and children always get their list to Santa. I mean, most of us remember mailing our Christmas list through the U.S. Post Office, addressed to Santa Claus, the North Pole, and it got there. Well, one very busy year when my daughter was young, Christmas kind of got to me really quickly, and we had to fax her list to Santa Claus. And so the technology completely bailed me out that year. And I don't know if you all know, but now you can text your list to Santa. Very convenient for us busy parents. Now, we all have memories about one of those great gifts that we got, or we all have a story about the search for just the right present that had to be under the tree. And so that made me think, well, what are the gifts that Jesus would want this year? I mean, what would our greatest gift, our Savior, want as his birthday present? Well, I have that list, and it came through a very old-fashioned communication tool called the Bible. And in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, we have Jesus giving us his list. And Jesus says, "When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. And when I was homeless, you gave me a room. And when I was shivering, you gave me clothes. And when I was sick, you stopped to visit. And when I was in prison, you came to see me. Whenever you did any one of these things for anyone, especially those who are overlooked, ignored, or unwanted, that was me," Jesus says. "You did it to me." So Jesus' Christmas wish list is ours to fulfill. Now, our world is infused with God's presence, yet we are the only ones who can bring about what Jesus wants as his gifts. And God's entry into the world so many years ago as Jesus, the incarnation of God, shows us the way to see who God really is and how God really does work. In God's greatest gift-giving story, the story of Jesus' birth, marginal places can be the birthplace of a Savior, and unlikely people can bring about amazing things, and the hopes of downtrodden people can be restored. So the last couple of weeks has been Advent, the time when we celebrate the coming of Jesus. And tonight we celebrate again the coming of Jesus to us this very night. And we get to anticipate Jesus coming to us again and again and again in our lives and in every single day. So tonight on Christmas Eve, our story of God breaking into the world reminds us that God can and will burst in again in the most wonderful and unexpected ways. Our invitation is to join in and love those people on Jesus's wish list, the overlooked and the ignored, and find Jesus there. I mean, this is how we really love Jesus. We love through our actions for the outcasts and the unwanted, the least of this world, those who are hungry, homeless, poor, sick, and in prison. When we truly follow Jesus' example and we live out his teachings, we get to offer back to him the greatest gift that God has ever given us, which is love. Amen.